My name is Joe Lunn, and I was born in 1937 in the village of Rothwell. At John of Gaunt's, what we used to call the New City, which was built especially for the miners that worked at Fanny Pit.
And you were born at home, were you?
I believe so, but I'm not 100% sure of this, but I believe so. Everybody seemed to be. We had a local midwife who used to go around on a bicycle, and she seemed to be very, very busy. My dad's name was Joe, just like me, and my mother's name was Ethel. My dad always worked in the mine, but as far as I know, my mother never worked until it was the wartime when she was made to do some ammunition, what they call munition work, and she worked in Armley, Leeds, at a munitions factory. And I've actually looked into my heritage, and believe it or not, we're all from Rothwell, going back to possibly the year 700. As far back as that, well, I've not gone that far back, but I've found out in the records that there is Lunns in Rothwell at that time. But I've gone back to 1700s, and everybody's been miners, and more or less everybody's lived within 10 miles of Rothwell. I can't see that we were sort of an educated family, because it's either said on the documents that either miner or miner's labourer or something that's working in the mines. My dad were, apparently he were a real strict person that didn't have any nonsense, but he did play the cornet down at Rothwell Temperance Band, it were called them days, and he were a miner all his life, and I understand that he did an heroic thing and broke his leg. He lifted a big cart when a fellow was trapped under this cart. And actually, they say that one man should never have been able to lift that cart, and it actually broke my father's leg, and it always went the wrong way. The leg went the wrong way. I think at the time that was underground, but because of what he suffered and his leg, they then put him on top, and he was always in the woodworking department, you know, making pit props and things like that. I remember him saying that he started work when he was about 12 years old, and he used to have to sit in the dark down the mine until somebody shouted the words tub, and as soon as they said the words tub, it was my job to get the donkeys and pull a tug up to where the men were doing it, you see. And I remember him telling me that when I was a youngster. Whether he were just doing it to make me, you know, proud or laugh, fine, but that's what happened.
Do you know whether he worked with his own father down the pit?
Don't know anything about his own father whatsoever. Unfortunately, I'm one of them really unfortunate people that both my grandparents on both sides were dead, or I was only 2 or 3 years old and they died, so I never ever knew any grandparents.
You say your dad was a bit strict, I think you said. What do you mean by that?
Well, he was strict with us, and in them days, you know, we got good hidings. We didn't mind them, you know. We didn't like them, of course, but if you did wrong, you expected it. And Mam used to say, I'm going to tell your dad, and if she did, you know, you were really in for it. And apparently I were the youngest, and I were supposedly let off more than my older brothers, but believe you me, what I used to get used to make me think, oh, blimey, I'm glad I'm not older, you know.
What did your dad do in his spare time when he wasn't working? Was he a drinker and a gambler?
No, he never gambled in his life. He was a drinker, and he used to drink quite a lot, but I think it was pretty good to me mother. In them days, they used to give the wives a certain amount of money, and they had to handle it, and that's it. And then the rest of the money, what is, which he used to drink. I can't really remember him being a drunk or anything like that, but I know he used to go out quite a lot, and occasionally he'd sing. He had a good singing voice, and occasionally he would sing in the pubs and clubs, you know, not as a paid artist, but as a volunteer, just for fun.
I've always found it interesting that there were lots of drinkers in the Temperance Band.
Yeah, I think it were a way of life in them days. I mean, we used to go to this pub when we were kids, and we were allowed to booze in this pub, and we got what we call the slops, and the pub were Benny Hudson's, and all the boys used to go in there and play dominoes, And a policeman used to come in and he'd look into the room, which were called the boys' room, and he'd say, "Is everything all right, Benny?" And of course, Benny would say, "Yes, the lads are okay." And we would just continue playing dominoes, darts. And we used to get the slops for free, you see, because these slops were supposed to be thrown away. But he used to just mix it with a little bit of lemonade and everybody were happy. Benny Hudson's were in Rothwell. It's still there. It's called the British Oak. And I loved it so much. And Benny was such a lovely fella. We even used to go in there, me and my brother Fred, and we used to sing, because we were both reasonable singers. We used to sing and entertain people, and it were great. You know, it were a Saturday night where, well, it used to be bouncing in Rothwell because of the good singers that used to go in there.
What was your estate like? Were all the other people, all the neighbours, were they mining families as well?
Yeah, more or less. That estate was built specially for miners and big families as well. And what they used to do with big families, and there were one family called the Homers, and I think they had something like 16 kids. And they used to get two houses, and whereas most people got just one house, you know. But if you had more and more kids, they used to make a door in between two houses and give you the full lot. Everybody seemed to have a lot of children, and if you didn't have a lot of children, you were called posh, you know. The word posh used to come up.
And where did those miners work? Did some of them work at Waterhaig and some at Fanny Pit, or were they all at Fanny Pit?
I have a feeling, but I mean, we're talking when I were really young. But I have a feeling it was built for the people that worked at Fanny Pit. I don't know if that were, you know, the allocation that you must work at Fanny Pit, but everybody seemed to work there.
What was your house like? How many rooms were there? What was it like living in that house?
Well, my early memories is that I think there were two bedrooms, but I had a lot of sisters and my brother Fred. And there were times, this is quite funny what I'm going to tell you, there were times when there'd be, say, five of us in the bed, and on a Saturday night, the girls would bring a friend home to stay. So when you woke up, there'd be six in the bed, and one of them would be a teenage girl that you'd never seen before, you know. And but generally, there were just, I think there'd be four of us in the bed, me and my brother at one end, and two older sisters at the other.
Did you have electricity and running water?
Yeah, we did, and I think we had everything when we went to John O'Gaughan's. We had everything, and I think I was born there, so I remember a bath, but same as everybody else, you know, it was newspaper behind the toilets and so on, you know. But from memory, we had everything, but we had gas, and what I laughed at when I was a youngster is you used to put a penny in the gas, but my dad had took the lock off, and he kept on using the same penny because they didn't have any money. And then when the fella come to get the money, then they used to pay him, you know. I mean, there wasn't cheats or frauds, but they didn't have the money to keep getting the gas, you know. So they used the same penny.
What about food? What can you remember about food during your childhood? What kind of things did your mum cook?
Well, my brother Fred, he used to go down to what we call the knacker yard, and he'd have a sheep's head, and he'd bring this sheep's head back in a barrow, and this would go in what they used to call in them days a set pot. Now, the set pot were mainly used for washing. People used to put the washing in it, boil it, and then that's what they do. But what my mum and dad used to do, they used to put this sheep's head in this big boiler, and then they'd put vegetables in it, and then every day we seemed to have, but I mean, memory again, we seem to have just stew with Yorkshire puddings every day were the same, you know, plenty of Yorkshire puddings and plenty of this mixture. And then what happened on the Thursday, we used to completely clear out the set pot, and then mother used to do the washing on the Friday and clear all the washing, and then on the Saturday Fred used to go back down to the knacker yard and get a sheep's head. And so it started again, you see.
Did your dad grow his own vegetables? Did he have an allotment, or did he do it in the garden? Or
no, he did it in the garden, and the garden was quite a big garden. It used to stretch a long way, and he used to do everything. He used to even like his own mushrooms, you know, and he'd grow his own mushrooms as well. So, yeah, he was pretty enterprising that way. But I think this was because of a shortage of money, you know.
And what about fruit? Did you get fruit as a child?
No, we didn't get much, really, but we used to steal it, you know. I mean, like most kids, we'd go to the orchards, you know. There were a farm, I think it was called Jake's or Stead's in Alton, and it used to be right at the end of the park where the Nookin is now. And, yeah, we used to get pears and apples and all sorts of things, and even from Chatham House, there used to be hazelnuts and all them sort of things, and that's what we did. We never ever sort of grew fruits, but they were always available somewhere. Well, Chatham House is a big house in Rothwell, near Rothwell's Park, and it had big woods round it where we used to get all these different things like hazelnuts, conkers, and other various nuts that grew in their property, you see.